The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat, it's where it's at.
524, Mark Wilson, Paul Mussabin, made it to work this morning, brave the cold. See, according to Facebook, it's still cold all over the place. 17 below at the airport. I'm sure you have something right around there, maybe a little worse. Almost didn't work today. We have a $10 piece of equipment, the mouse, that I need to manipulate things on the station computer page for the board here, and it was not working when I got to work this morning. That's a rather large deal in our line of work. But turned it off, turned it back on. It's all better. No school in Shepherd today. No school in Huntley Project today.
Is that because of Martin Luther King Day, or is it because of the weather?
Cold.
Cold?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, it's actually warmer today. In fact, when I came in this morning, down right here by the Sheridan was 11 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, like we talked about, Friday's the day they should have shut her down.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
and apparently there is a fairly widespread power outage in Roundup, so they've opened up the Roundup Community Center, the 700 block of 3rd Street West, mm-hmm. to anybody without power. And they'll keep the warming center open until all power is restored.
And that was yesterday, right. And all power's been restored.
Okay.
Up there, so that's old news. Because I know the people who are on the very, very end of that line, the last people, and they got theirs last night. Northwest Energy helped them out because that power outage was Fergus Electric,
okay.
And they're in Lewistown, and they had a substation freeze up there, and everybody from Lewistown all the way across up in that area, Lewistown, Grass Range, Winnet. All that area up in there, Millstone, Delphia, Roundup, all the way up that way, Muscle Shell, they were all out, everybody. And it went out about 7:40 yesterday morning. The last ones got theirs on last night about 10.
Okay.
And so yesterday they opened up those shelters for people up in Roundup and stuff. But since then it's all back on, so... Guys in the 1920s didn't have these problems.
No.
When weather got like this, they didn't have these problems. Their horses started. they had no power.
No.
So they didn't have to worry about anything. They knew how to get water. They had windmills out there with the Red Jacket hand pumps on them, and that's how they got their water. Anybody that's ever put one of those in, you know that you go down about 6 feet and you drill about a 1/16 inch hole in the pipe, so the water always drains back down and drains out. We do that on all the wells so they don't freeze. They had plenty of firewood, or they had a coal stove, and there was no problem. People weren't calling their internet provider, you know, telling them, I've lost my Wi-Fi. When the hell are you getting this back on? they didn't have those problems.
I had 34 below Saturday morning when I woke up. See, officially, we had 22 below yesterday, new record. Old record was 21 below. Oh. I had the TV on for the start of the Chiefs game on Saturday night. And they showed part of the first quarter before they went to just having it on Peacock. Made a lot of people mad. I was able to check ESPN on Sunday and see who won the game, and I was just fine. And didn't cost me $5.99 for the night or $19.99 for the year.
Yeah, I watched it because John bought it. I said, hey. John goes, I got it. He says, I'll spend the $5.99, Dad. I said, okay, go, great. You know, because he knew I wouldn't do it.
Right.
So he did it. But... Saturday morning, 44 below zero, down at my cows, and I had prepared on Friday in case Saturday got so cold that nothing would move,
mm-hmm.
so I put out plenty of feed and stuff, and it's a good thing I did, because Saturday I couldn't get anything to gin. The battery in my 6130 John Deere loader couldn't take that cold, so I had to go get a battery that night. Plugged in the tractor after getting the neighbors taken care of yesterday first. Then I went down, put the battery in, put a space heater on, went to fire it up, and the block heater had burned out the night before. You know, typical Chinese POS block heaters that they make now to only last about 2 years. They want them to burn out on purpose, mm-hmm. so you have to replace them. And so yesterday I spent all day at the neighbor's first, and then went down, put my battery in, put the space heater in. The block heater was out, so turned the space heater on, closed the door, went back home, changed fuel filters in a neighbor's tractor, got that all going up, then got back in, went all the way back down. By that time, I was able to get the tractor to gin without the block heater, and got that fired up, put out a bunch more feed late last night in the dark. And since my block heater's out and I knew today was going to be cold, I just let it run. So, you know, I had full tank of fuel in it. So when I was done last night, I just pulled her up close to the shed and just let her run all night.
Just left it.
Yeah. Just let them run. You know, a lot of guys do that. Construction equipment, truck drivers, you know, mm-hmm. You just let them run. You never shut them off.
Right.
So I just let it run because I knew today it wouldn't. I mean, with my block heater burned, I got to pick up the parts today. And but nothing like working on stuff when it's 40 below zero out. In fact, on Saturday when I was pulling the battery out of the front of that tractor, which was kind of a bad job anyway because I had it in the shed. My loader was all the way down, and the battery is in the very front of the tractor. And I don't know if you've ever lifted a Group 31 out of there before, but, folks, I blew out something out of my rectum the size of one of those hot air balloons picking that battery out of there, if you know what I'm talking about. It was heavy.
Yeah.
And but when you take nuts off and stuff, you can't do anything with gloves on. And I'm taking these nuts off, and I want to take the hood bracket out. I have to take the hood bracket out to get the battery out. And I grabbed the round handle of my half-inch drive ratchet that mm-hmm. had been down there sitting on my workbench in 44 below zero, and it burned my hand. It burned it all across my fingers. But across my four fingers. It burned
wow.
it. It was so cold. It hurt. I would have rather grabbed a hot stove burner than that. Burned it. And so all weekend long now, anytime I touch something that's cold, and this would be hard for you because you're always grabbing something in your hand that's cold.
This is true.
In circular, just like that round handle.
Uh-huh.
Every time I grab something now, it burns. It burns my fingers.
Oh, I'll bet. More sensitive.
Yeah. Until it. Well, I'm a sensitive guy anyway.
Anyway, true.
Thank you, Mark.
Just keep it away from your heart, Paul.
But it was. It's just that cold. So today's a day of putting in a new block heater in. I got to put a block heater in the tractor.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's supposed to warm up to zero today, so that's going to be way better, folks. Zero, 10 below, we can handle that. That's not that big a deal.
Right.
You start getting 30s, 40s, 50s. What, up by Chester or someplace, it was 70 below zero? Folks, that's without the wind chill factor. But you know where it's really bad is Oregon. It's really bad in Oregon. Gosh darn, shoot, yucky-doopy-doo. They got down in the 20s with some snow. Oh, big article today on Oregon. That's because it's lib land out there.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God, folks, thank God that we have news reporters on our local stations that are in their 20s that are telling everybody and giving people advice about the weather. You don't know crap about the weather. Oh, well, it's really dangerous. And you need to stay inside. Do not. Hey, don't lecture me. You? I've had colds last longer than you've been on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they do that? It's a crutch thing.
It's a crutch. It's what they teach them to do, Paul.
I know. And it's stupid. You don't have to lecture people. Look, if you have to tell people in Montana when it's 30 below zero to bundle up before you go outside, then those people need to freeze to death. Bundle up before you go out. Don't go outside. Very dangerous. Oh, thank you, 22-year-old journalism graduate from somewhere. So, yeah, I just let her run. Hell, I had plenty of fuel in it, so just let her run and try to fix that today. And, of course, you know, stock. I burned out a stock tank heater. I had some of those on. I keep those on hand all the time.
Yeah.
And we always talk about that when we do ads for people, you know, stock up on them. But I'll tell you, I don't know about you folks, but I'll tell you one thing that this little cold snap has done for me. It's made me say, all right, that's it. I'm dinking around here with this stuff. And next time, I'm going to be ready. I'm not messing with this. I don't care how much it costs me. I'm going to be ready. I'm going to get the things that I need in place. I'm going to be ready. I'm going to have extra batteries. I'm going to have extra block heaters. I'm going to have extra tank heaters. I had extra tank heaters. I'm going to have lots of anti-gel. I'm going to have the kind of heaters that I want.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get some. I fired up my generator and stuff, so I had that ready to go for the house if the power went off. But I'm going to get some different heaters for the house that I can strategically place. I'm not going to screw with one of them Generac things. I talked to two people that have those big Generac generators, yeah. And they wouldn't work because it was too cold.
You're kidding.
No, they wouldn't work.
Well, that's when we need them.
The propane was so cold, they couldn't get them to fire up. Two people that I know that have those and went to use them for the first time. I know one guy, he's got a $2 million home and had prepared for this. They couldn't get it fired. It would not fire up. Another guy out by us has one, lives down in the boonies, kind of down in there. You know, he has one. Couldn't get them to work, so that's out. I'm going to get set. Next time, and I'm going to make sure that, because it will happen again.
Oh, yeah.
It always happens. It happens all the time. And sometimes you just get through it. But, and once again, folks, too, keep this in mind with this power thing. The more and more people that get on the grid, the more and more power we need.
Mm-hmm.
And like I've always said, global warming is better than cold temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
You use far less energy. It's far less dangerous. It's better for everything. Humans, wildlife, plant growth, everything. Warming is better than cooling. And but with the grids are stressed out, these a-holes out there on the West Coast, hey, Montana, send us all your power.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? We have a few needs over here first, so you have leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
They shut down our coal. You know, they're even got a war on gas, hydroelectric water. You know, they're pulling out dams out in Oregon and stuff, four of them. There were a couple days here over the last couple days, those wind turbines weren't even moving.
No, Rosendale went up Saturday to Judith Gap.
Oh, did he?
And shot a video. Not a blade turning.
Not a blade moving.
30 below, not a blade turning.
So when we need it,
yeah,
there it sits.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God we got rid of that Corret power plant down here that fired up everything on coal and all. Colstrip, you know how much power Colstrip put out?
Mm-hmm.
Thank God we got rid of all those, right, folks? You can thank your little lib buddies for that.
That's right.
They're the ones who did it. They're the ones who did it. You don't have to worry about breathing if you freeze to death. But the power guys, they were out working hard, trying to get all those people on. So good for them. And they had some crews out. And like I talked about Friday, I was hoping that they already had them out there in place, all ready to go, because you knew there were going to be problems.
Mm-hmm.
Those power guys, they're going to have a great Christmas next year, you know. And it's not over yet, so... This week, they've changed the forecast. Last week, we were expecting 20s and 30s all this week, and now they've changed it. We're going to still be sub-zero this week with a lot of snow. We're not even going to get above 20 degrees now until Saturday. Today's going to be the warmest day of the week till Saturday, or tomorrow, 20 tomorrow. Tonight, below zero again. Tomorrow night, we may not get below zero, but then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we have a chance to be below zero. Maybe the airport won't, but everybody else. Thursday, the airport's low six below again.
Mm-hmm.
Snow, so
Join us at the Roadside Event Center for unforgettable weekly entertainment. Every Friday night, come hungry and savor our delectable prime rib dinner. Wednesdays at the Roadside are now Wilson Wednesdays, a night dedicated to our esteemed regular, Mark Wilson. Also enjoy steak night every Wednesday and get in on a bingo session or two. For music lovers, head to Blue Cat for an electrifying karaoke night. Don't miss out on the fun. Roadside Event Center in Huntley. Come experience the best of Roadside.
John Kerry, you know, he's our big U.S. climate envoy from the United States. You know, they created that position, a climate envoy, because we needed that like I needed another hole in my butt. Special envoy on climate, he's stepping down. He was selected by the Biden administration to take on the new role created specifically to fight climate change. Well, you know what? You picked a good week to resign and leave. Because there ain't anybody worrying about warmer temperatures in this country this weekend. Yeah, he, universal threat to humankind, he said. Him and Al Gore, all the rest of them. Oh, but, and I made a mental note of this, too. You know what those, guess what these three people have in common? Today's the Iowa caucus, as you know, in Iowa.
Right.
First big primary. Here's today's trivia question, folks. And if you want to answer it, try to answer it. See if you know the answer to this. What did John Kerry, Al Gore, and Hillary Clinton all have in common? We do a game day thing where we ask you, what do these three have in common?
Right.
John Kerry, Al Gore, and Hillary Clinton. What do all three of those have in common? I'll give you 10 seconds to think about it here. People were spitting out answers right now. Okay, those were all good guesses. Here's the real answer. John Kerry, Al Gore, and Hillary Clinton. All three of them were election deniers. All three of them did not want to accept the results of the election. All three. John Kerry, Al Gore, and Hillary Clinton, all were election deniers. But yet they're never called that, are they?
No.
No. They all were trying to overturn the results of an election. John Kerry, Al Gore, and Hillary Clinton. All three of them. And all of their Democrat cohorts who all refused to accept the results of the elections. All three of them. All three. And yet they're bringing charges against President Trump for challenging the election result. All three of them. All three of those. There was an article today on Mike Lindell. He's having a dispute with Fox over advertising rates. We see it all the time in our business. But that, you know what they called him? Election denier, Mike Lindell. But Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, and Al Gore, and all the Democrats behind them, all refused to accept the results of the election.
That's right.
All tried to challenge them one way or the other. None of those three are election deniers, though, folks. None of them are election deniers. None. But the weather today in Iowa is going to be frightful, just like ours. They're going to have cold weather and stuff. So we'll see what happens. Just first of many. Yeah, those wind turbines didn't do us any good. Now, if you have solar panels up, on Saturday, with all that brilliant sunshine, they were generating electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Those other things weren't turning, and we stick them in Mother Earth, put them up. It gets so cold, something they just won't work. Things aren't engineered and designed. In fact, folks, I have a couple engineers in my family that work for a major, major agricultural company here across the United States. And they do a lot of testing on their tractors and things like that, construction equipment. So as I was ordering my parts because they failed during the cold weather, I asked them, what do you test these machines at? Because they do a lot of testing on them. They have a cold testing climate within the engineering sector of Deere & Company. And the temperatures that they check stuff is 25 below.
Okay.
They'll put them in there. Check starting ability, all those kind of things, 25 below zero. And what they check is to see if those things, if they start, and if anything breaks. That's what they check. They don't check like functionability and operational ability. They just check to make sure they start and nothing breaks at that temperature.
Okay.
Well, that's great. So, and They don't leave. I don't know how long they leave them in there, but it's hard for me to believe that they would leave them in those temperatures for 3, 4, 5 days in a row,
right,
and continue to test. But, you know, you get out here 30, 40, 50 below without the wind chill, by the way, things don't function. Semi drivers that come up here and they come through other parts of the country, they don't have blended fuel in. You know, they filled up down in Mobile, Alabama before they started bringing their load up, or from what was the trivia contest we did? BA. What was in Arkansas?
Don't know.
Where Walmart was.
Oh.
Bennett or, oh God, where was it?
Can't remember.
Yeah, Benneville or something like that. I can't remember what it was. Load up the semis down there, fill up with fuel, and head north. Mm-hmm. Drop off their goods all along the way. Come out of the distribution centers, they come up here. They don't have blended fuel in those tanks. Some of those semis, God, they'll hold 1,000 gallons of fuel. Come up here and not ready for it. A lot of the new ones have fuel heaters in them now, which is nice. But they're not tested for these adverse conditions that we have to put things through up here in Montana. So, you know, the question is, with everybody, are you going to be ready next time? Now that you've learned, now that you know that your furnace could quit, or now that you know that your pipes will freeze, mm-hmm, or now that you know your car is not going to start, or are you going to worry about the new iOS 15 or whatever it is that's out, you know, because that's what people do. And because you never know, it could and to make things and to top it off, I started calving over the weekend. Oh, hell yeah. That's all I needed, Mark. 30 below zero.
Well, of course you did.
Down there, and I thought, and I almost went over and shot the neighbor. I thought, I wonder what I should shoot, his bull or the neighbor. I'm trying to figure out which one I wanted to shoot first. Because I got a cow that's calving. And I thought, you know, before I jump to any conclusions, I'll wait and see what the results are here, because I've had cows abort calves early,
right,
numerous times. But I thought if this calf is not the calf it should be. Yeah, I go out there and her tail's out and she's making bag and it's 30 below zero. And I said a bad word.
I bet.
With everything else I had going on. So I put her in the shed and I thought, you know, God, you're going to hate me, but I got to leave her. And so I went down the next day and it was an early pregnancy for that. And she had twins.
Of course
she did. She had twins and they look like baby pigs, you know, the hair. Because they're way early,
right.
You know, they're 60 days early at least. There wasn't any hair on them yet, and they weighed each about probably 35 pounds.
Oh, jeez.
So small, and they were red, which made my day, because I knew then that I wouldn't have 10 more of them coming between Saturday and next week. And that was great news for the neighbor and his bull. They live for another day.
Yeah.
I went down there yesterday to check, and I checked on her before I was dinking with a tractor. And I saw them over there, so I was glad. I picked those things up. I picked them up by the legs, and they just stayed straight out, just like you'd pick up a shovel. They mm-hmm. were frozen so hard and so solid, you know, with that kind of weather. One of them was half eaten out of the back already. Something had already started eating that, you know. Oh, animals got to survive, you know.
So. Mm-hmm.
But I thought, man, I am so glad I'm not calving right now. Whew. A lot of guys are.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of those guys that calve this time of year early like this, too, got buildings.
Right.
Got people helping, watching, mm-hmm. getting them in all the time. So a couple crews. So that's good. Well, they know. You know, the old saying, years know more than books. And they know.
Well, they got to what you were just talking about.
Yeah.
Not going to go through it again.
Yeah.
Going to have enough people, going to have buildings.
Years know more than young journalists do to come out of journalism school and start giving advice to people. So, but this energy thing's going to be big. It's going to be big. The demand goes up and our ability to produce goes down. like Rosendale. None of those wind turbines are spinning.
Mm-mm.
We're relying so heavily on them, and none of them were spinning, folks. Oh, yeah. Huh. And it was cloudy and snowy, so yesterday, so no solar panels are charging anything around our area. So then we go back, and we have to... Then we go back and we have to revert to all the other ways we used to produce electricity. But the problem is we've eliminated a bunch of those with the demand like we had yesterday. And now with our unsafe grid in America that we know is a problem that China can tap into and just shut the breaker down. 50 years ago, folks, all of that used to be done by hand. You wanted to shut the power down in Billings, you had to go to the substation or whatever. You threw the switch by hand. You shut that breaker. You pulled that breaker. We all saw the Bugs Bunny show where they pulled the big breaker down. Not anymore. It's fired by technology.
Join us at the Roadside Event Center for unforgettable weekly entertainment. Every Friday night, come hungry and savor our delectable prime rib dinner. Wednesdays at the Roadside are now Wilson Wednesdays, a night dedicated to our esteemed regular, Mark Wilson. Also enjoy steak night every Wednesday and get in on a bingo session or two. For music lovers, head to Blue Cat for an electrifying karaoke night. Don't miss out on the fun. Roadside Event Center in Huntley. Come experience the best of Roadside.
If China could get a spy balloon over us, they probably have a bunch of them little nerds over there working on computers 24/7 trying to tap into our systems that at any given point, if they wanted to, they could shut down our electrical grid. Our water grid could shut down our ability to fly. They could tap into that air grid. Well, we have safeguards in place. Well, yeah, we do probably. But there's always somebody smarter and somebody better. There always is. So, lesson to be learned from this storm for a lot of things, a lot of different things. But 30s close to 40 by the weekend.
Which is going to feel fabulous.
Oh.
Compared to last weekend.
Hey, man, zero today. If you spent any amount of time outside at all, which I spent more time outside in the last 3 days than I did inside. No doubt in my mind. I was a hell. Oh, yeah. By far. You know.
Right. Because that wasn't the plan Friday when I was talking to you when you left.
No, it wasn't. And it wasn't really the plan. But then these things are all unforeseen, you know. I thought I had, well, you know, mechanical breakdown, stuff like that. It happens, and cold weather will stress it. And it was an older battery, and they freeze. Batteries will freeze on you. Wonder how those electric cars were holding up. They got to use half of the battery energy from the battery to heat the battery. You got to heat it. In the old days, they used to, when they needed their tractors, when they were done, they'd drain the oil out of the tractor, and they'd put it in a 5-gallon metal bucket, and they'd bring it in, and they'd set the bucket on the coal stove. And they just kept the oil there all night, and then in the morning they go out and they pour the oil back in the tractor. It was hot oil.
That's how they did it back then.
Yeah. I mean, they didn't have block heaters or did everything by hand, you know, that kind of thing. But
given any thought to maybe building up a garage or something down by your cows for the tractor?
I got a shed.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a shed there. I built one that it can fit in. And, hey, look, I was ready. I mean, I had it plugged in and everything, had pan heaters on, but the block heater failed.
Right.
And here's another thing. It got so cold. You know, 44 below is cold. It got so cold that even my blended diesel fuel wouldn't work in my space heaters. So I had to take the space heater. I'm not kidding you, Mark.
How cold was it?
So I had to take the space heater home. I put that in my heated garage and heated that up and took some fuel and heated that up in the garage to put it in the space heater to take down there so I knew the space heater would work to fire it up, to warm it up. Because, you know, that space heaters, they have an injector on it, and they compress the diesel fuel, and it puts out a mist or a gas, and it ignites. And when the temperature gets, you know, depending on your blend. Now, if I would have had straight number one in that, it would have probably fired up. But You can't really use straight number one in agricultural engines. They're too dry, not enough lubrication. Yeah, I don't want to go into technicality stuff, but I couldn't even get the space heaters to fire up. It was so damn cold. Meantime, Mark's got that sleeping bag around his neck. God, I wonder what old Mus is doing today.
Got home about 10 Friday. Did not see the outsides until this morning.
Wonder if they got chilly at the Blue Cat today. That's what I'm thinking.
Didn't leave the house.
Oh, yeah. Those won't even work at that temperature. That's what's amazing, folks, about those airplanes. You know, when you fly and you're up there and you're 35,000 feet, it's 40 below zero up there. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever looked at the flight map on the seats. I always watch those. I like watching to see where we're at. But if you watch the speed and things like that, we're at 40 below. You're at 40, 45 below zero up there, 35,000. Even in the summertime, mm-hmm. when you get up there, hell, it'll be 10 below zero up there. And so jet fuel, obviously, is different. I don't know what the wind chill is when it's 40 below and there's a 535-mile-an-hour wind on the engine. But that's a pretty good wind chill.
Yeah.
So these are the kind of things I'll be telling you if you fly with me. I feel so bad for the animals, though, and I think about it all the time. Even like the birds. You know, what do the birds do? A lot of them, I know, they have feathers and things like that, like the pheasants and the grouse and sage hen. You know, they're fine. They really fluff up big. But like, what does a little bird do? Thing doesn't weigh but 6 ounces,
mm-hmm.
things like that. But they survive. They find something. They find somewhere. Crows, you know, they can survive. Coyotes, all those things like that. You know, where do they go? What do they do? Saw a lot of deer when it was sunny Saturday. I mean, it was still, I think the warmest it got Saturday was like 26 below. That mm-hmm. was our high for the day out by us. I think Billings got up in the, you know, low teens, 10, but they were out eating. Where do they sleep at night? You know, under a cedar bush, paw up some dirt, put their feet under them so their feet don't freeze. You know, you feel for the animals. Dogs running around that people turn loose, you know, those poor things are out there trying to, I mean, it breaks my heart. Think about them. And then there's stupid people. Then there's those who we've all seen. Then there's people that go out and they just have a light jacket and they leave their driveway and they pray that their car starts. Come on, come on. Oh, and it fires up. Oh, well, then we're okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're all set. We can do what we want to do today. Oh, hot dog. And they go out and they go somewhere and they do this and that. And they come out and get in their car where they have already struggled anyway for months and months starting that car anyway. And they come out and won't start. And then you go to Facebook. And then you put a, does anybody have any jumper cables? Please come help this stupid a-hole who decided to go out with a car not suitable for this weather mm-hmm. or anything else. And oh, God, we all met at some place and, you know, we ate lunch and did this and did that. And no money for a battery or a block heater or anything. But, man, you were. I mean, you got people like that. You just want to smack them. If they're iffy and they were questionable and you're crossing your fingers and you're saying a rosary, when you go out in the driveway in the mornings and you're starting your cars and you're going places when it's 25 to 30, well, sweetheart, it's going to be even better when it's 30 below and you do the same thing. Not going to happen. Briggs out. Did you? You got a newer home. But if you're in an older home, like Saturday night, it was so cold, the houses start cracking and popping mm-hmm. and snapping. You can hear that in an older home. The wood is changing temperature,
right.
Like up in your attic and things like that, folks, because that stuff's not heated up there. And you can hear the walls. It'll just pop or crack or give way. That's how cold it is,
mm-hmm.
you know. When you start hearing that stuff, you know you don't want to walk outside and walk up to the mailbox and pick the mail up without it. I mean, you just know. I wonder, did they open up the mountains for skiing on Saturday?
Red Lodge was closed Friday and Saturday.
Yeah. I want to imagine they were probably closed yesterday.
Didn't see that because it was still cold.
Oh yeah. Saturday was, you know, tons of sunshine. Saturday, brilliant sun, but just so bitterly cold. There wasn't much wind. Cows are all standing sideways out there. Got to feed a lot extra. If those cows, if you go out and there's frost and snow on their back, you know they're in pretty good shape because the fat insulates it and the heat can't escape. If you go out there and your cows have no snow, no frost on their back in this kind of weather, you got problems. You know, they don't have that big enough layer of fat on their back. So dogs will go out there, and I mean in an instant, their paws freeze.
Mm-hmm.
My dogs like it because it's easier to grab a frozen turd and eat it than it is a fresh one, the damn things. Oh, yeah. And there's grain in it. So they could smell the grain. They can really grab a frozen chip a lot easier than they... Gosh. Yeah. So today, zero. That's going to feel pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It was clear this morning when I was driving in. I could see the stars. And so I think we're going to, I think we'll probably get some early morning sun today. I don't know how long it's going to last, but it looks to me like it was clear. So I, you know, I'm looking for sun. They don't know though how warm it's going to get. Some say zero, some say one below. Some areas might get 4 or 5 degrees. You know, it just depends on what pocket you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, look at the difference between your house and then at Pioneer School and then at the Blue Basket and then downtown Billings. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just, folks, it just all depends where you're at. Tomorrow, 20. And tomorrow night, we don't get below zero. Here's the bad news. Tomorrow, we're going to have 40-mile-an-hour winds. Huh? Yeah, 40-mile-an-hour winds tomorrow. So, you know, all this really, really, really light snow that we have right now? I wonder if you 22-year-old journalists that work here at the TV stations could tell us about that. Then Wednesday, we start getting colder. And we got a big snowstorm coming. Wednesday, 16, 1 to 3 inches. Wednesday night, 5, 1 to 3 inches. Thursday, 7 with another inch. So I've done the math for you. That's 3 to 7 inches of snow again coming up Wednesday and Thursday. 6 below Thursday night. That's obviously when the storm starts moving out and the sky's clear. Friday, 15, partly sunny. Saturday, everybody's going to just thank God because 36, partly sunny, 39 on Sunday, partly sunny, and then 40s for a couple day after that.
Oh, nice.
Those are regroups. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Your cars will start. Get to the store. Get the things that you need for in case the next time. But a lot of people won't. They'll go out there and they'll start that car and it'll... when it's 39 and then fire up. Great. The powder's bitching. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Red Lot. And they'll head up there skiing because their car started. You're going to have some days to get regrouped here at the end of the week. And I'm regrouping. And then I have to get ready for 80 degree weather the week after that, Mark. You too.
I'm kind of ready already.
Yeah. I think a lot of people are. I really think they are.
Well, as it is now, 17 below downtown. Mm-hmm. Get rolling with First News. That's coming up 6:14.
The Breakfast Flakes podcast brought to you by the Blue Cat Bar and Grill. Next to the Roadside Event Center in Huntley, the Blue Cat. It's where it's at.